This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Motherfucking Friday! Everybody's ready for the weekend! Weekend!
It's Friday! Friday!
Danny and Taryn are jumping.
I lost the last game and I jumped, so I'm not jumping again. No?
You think that'll be the difference maker?
No.
I don't either. It's going to be a really lovely, beautiful, rainy weekend, everyone. Enjoy.
I know. I said we had decent weather yesterday. I'm like, oh, how's the weekend going to be? Maybe we could go out and enjoy it. Tatum just got a kite, spent a whole dollar at the dollar store.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Nothing but the best.
She's definitely not going to fly it this weekend.
Well, we already broke it, so we got to go to the dollar store. And I was like, babe, buy more than one. Like, get 10.
Or just buy a better kite. Okay.
Have you seen my daughter trying like use a kite? It like gets stuck in trees. It hits cars. It hits us.
That's fair.
Dollars more than enough.
Let's get to Jeff from Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddies.
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
Nah, but I won't need it. It's cool.
That's right, Jeff.
That's what I like to hear.
I like this kind of energy on a Friday.
Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Let's go, brother.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is Nintendo character Mario's brother's name?
Luigi.
Correct. Saltwater and Nile are both types of what?
Saltwater fish.
No.
Taffy.
No.
Saltwater, I don't know, pass.
AU.
Lake?
No.
A lake?
AU is the symbol for what chemical element?
Copper.
No.
Silver.
No.
Platinum, I don't know.
No, the slogan for Airbnb is belong where?
Home, belong
no.
anywhere.
Anywhere, yes. The most populated city in Texas is Houston, but what is the second?
Dallas?
No.
San Antonio.
Correct. What late actor starred in the 90s comedy Mrs. Doubtfire?
Robin Williams. Reading his book right now.
Yes. Oh, what group had the hit songs So What You Want and Intergalactic?
Beastie Boys.
Yes. Columbia University is located in what U.S. state?
I don't know. New Hampshire.
No.
New York.
You do know New York. What was the real first name of famous author F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Frederick.
No, but I like that you at least thought of an F name. Jeff, you got 6 correct.
All right. Better than I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little scared for you in the beginning there, but then you got a lot of the last questions right.
So here comes the guy.
The guy is here.
Ooh, the guy.
I think it's gonna be a close one. Guy, are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Oh my goodness! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Wow!
I had
wow.
to get fired up.
Right? Dang! What is the Nintendo character's Mario's brother's name?
Luigi.
Yes. Saltwater and Nile are both types of what?
Rivers.
No.
Saltwater and Nile.
Yes.
Seas.
No.
Fish.
No. AU is the symbol for what chemical element?
Gold.
What? Yes. The slogan for Airbnb is belong where?
Belong anywhere.
Yes. The most populated city in Texas is Houston, but what is the second?
Austin?
No.
Dallas?
No.
San Antonio?
Correct. What late actor starred in the 90s comedy Mrs. Doubtfire?
Robin Williams.
Yes. What group had the hit song So What You Want and Intergalactic?
Beastie Boys.
Correct. Columbia University is located in what U.S. state?
New York.
Yes. What is the real first name of famous author F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Francis.
How do you know that? Yes.
I'm freaking smart.
The United States Constitution has how many amendments?
Crap. No, I'm not smart. 12.
No.
24.
No.
48.
No. Whoa, Steve, you whipped through those questions. And you got 8 correct, which is a win. 8-6.
Yeah, Jeff, maybe you should listen to the men's room more often.
Hey, I only got 6 because I was trying to get the 6-9 score. But you failed. You failed. Got 8.
I let you down. You're right.
I love that, Jeff. You blame the winner.
You'd be a great politician the way you twisted that.
Yes, really, though.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.